we had a doctor at Blaum in general, much like that doctor on 60 Minutes, with the exception that he was a French worker. Yes. And the problem we'd have is when male patients would come to visit him, he would chloroform them and then take them. I mean, it was horrible. A guy'd come in just for a general physical, and they'd come to see Dr. Blaznalis. That was his name, John Blaznalis. Of course, we in the hospital all called him Packin' Jack. And he'd say, if you just lie down here, he'd slip a chloroform-covered rag over the hapless person's face and then take him. The way we found out about this was that a lot of Dr. Blaznalis' patients would come in when Dr. Blaznalis was on vacation complaining of tocostal irritation, and we would see, you know, the suspicious dilation. Now, these people were not known for that kind of proclivity, and at first we thought it might have been hemorrhoidal flare-up, we thought, and then we realized the way he kept his office door locked, the way he walked around suspiciously with eyebrows plucked, plus his wife told us his hydraulics tasted like poop. So the director of the hospital called me in one day and said, Dr. Grismanelli, we have got to somehow handle this ourselves. If this ever gets out to the media that we got Packin' Jack Blaznalis on the staff, or if any one of these guys suspects the reason for the tocostal discomfort is what's happening here, we're through. We are done. Do you realize that we're done as a hospital? We're done as an institution. I'm not worried about Packin' Jack. I'm worried about this hospital. He said, can you think of anything? I said, I might be able to. He said, we have to catch him in the act. I said, it's almost impossible to catch him in the act because he locks his office door. If you get the police to break down the door to try to catch him in the act, by then he'll long have since... And he'll just be standing there. You won't be able to prove it was he that caused the dilation. I said, is that new position as chief of surgery still open? The director said it is. I said, I tell you what, I have a plan to catch Packin' Jack Blaznalis. If we catch him in the act, do I get the position? He said, if you catch him in the act, that job is yours! I said, I will disguise myself and go see him. Allow 15 minutes. Allow 15 minutes for me to be in Dr. Blaznalis' office, and then get the police and break down the door. Believe me, you'll catch him in the act. But I want that chief of surgery position. He said, you got it, if we can catch him. So sure enough, I disguised myself. I went to see Dr. Blaznalis. Sure enough, I felt the chloroform-covered rag go in front of my face. I breathed deeply. I don't know, well, 15 minutes went by, and the police burst down the door, and there he was. There I was, sprawled across the table. Well, needless to say, they threw the cuffs on him, and they read him his rights. I said, officers, will you hurry up and pull him away from me? This super glue is killing me.
The Grease Man on DC 101.